Hello, good morning, and thank you for joining us. 580-KIDO is our number. Dave at PetsoFinancial.net. That is our email address. You know, it's interesting. I had a bit of a reflective week this week, to say the least. I was my 60th birthday is this month, and my lovely wife has this thing. She calls it a birthday month. Always has. And so I decided to adopt it. Right. Had an old friend. I mean, a couple of them, 35-year friends, getting together to play golf in Colorado. I hadn't seen him forever. They're both retired, and you know, and we stay in touch a little bit, but that's it. But it is amazing to me when you're hanging around. These guys were very successful in life, very smart. How insightful some things are, and one of the guys in particular, he came from a family of 12. And his papa was a Rolling Stone. I'm not going to tell his whole story because he didn't give me permission to tell his whole story. But it really struck me that this kid, who didn't come from the best circumstances, whose dad left at an early age, and he went on to be very, very successful. You know what? It's not even a unique story. We were just talking about hard work. It's like he said, his own words. You know what? I'm truly not the smartest person, but it's pretty hard to outwork me. In a practical way, and he's the best coach I've ever seen. He coached up salespeople called wholesalers. That's what he did. Best I've ever seen. And the thing that really struck me is this still is America. Not everybody is sitting at home getting a paycheck. Not everybody's doing nothing at all. He's talking about his kids, and they're, you know, like rocket scientists. He's got married a brilliant, literally a genius woman. And they raised really smart kids, changing forever their family. We get caught up in such negativity that I think sometimes we miss that there really are people out there, young people too, that are kicking tail and taking names. They're working hard because that's what works in a free country like America. Period. This is just nothing. Nothing can be traded for hard work. You can outwork people every time, and there are people that are doing that. And I found myself being just realizing that this isn't unique. There are lots of people out there. It's happening. It will keep happening. And we get caught up in this idea that we're never going to come back from Joe and company just throwing money at people. We can't come back from this. People will never go to work again. People are all lazy anyway. No, they're not all lazy. There's been, if you will, lazy people forever, but they're not all lazy. It was very hopeful, and I just wanted to share that because I think that we get caught up in this idea that it's all about to end. I remember the 1980s when I started, and like I said, I'm 60, and I started when I was 19. It's ridiculous, but I somehow survived, not because I'm the smartest guy or I fell into an industry. I, like everybody else at that time, only ate what you killed. And who wants to do business with a 19-year-old? Not very many people. Not very many people. So you just survive. You just survive. I've got office full of young people. Yeah, and old people too. But they work hard. They don't expect anything except that they're going to work hard. I look at them and I go, this is the future. Good, hardworking young people. And I think that part of my job, my function, if you will, in life at this point in time, is to try not to see the world like an old curmudgeon. Really. To see it for what it is. We're getting better. There's aspects that are worse. But I think parents are doing a decent job. The schools are horrible, I get it, but we're going to get them better. Charter schools are popping up. People are putting their kids in Christian schools. They're going to teach them anyway. We're going to get better at that. And to write it off is just not what history says. And what we do is we write it off. And then we put that on that the market can't do good, the economy can't do well, our kids are all going to this and that. And yeah, there are multiple problems. Get out and fight the good fight. You hear me saying it every day. You heard it in the first 30 minutes with Kevin. These are bonehead ideas from this administration. Bonehead. These guys are morons. But they're going to go away at some point in time. And it's not the first morons we've had in the White House. It's not the first time we've had bad policy. It's not the first time that people have tried to turn this country into socialist, communist, government do everything. The last time it did, we got Ronald Reagan. It ain't over. And when people just sit around and look at what's online, what's on the internet, and one conspiracy theory after the other, one negative thing after the other, how it's all going to end, they've been doing it. I will tell you in real time, since I've been in the industry in 1980, it's always the same. Always. They're printing money. We're in debt. It's all going to go away. It's all inflationary, blah, 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 blah. This time it won't work. The hockey stick, you remember that? That got Clinton elected. What was his name? Ross Perot. This is not the end. And we have to guard our aging, hardened hearts and see the world as it is. It's the technology, the developments are just unbelievable. And people like my buddy, who outworked them, are still out there. And they're turning 16 years old and 26 and 30. And they're working hard. And they're creating more cool stuff. But if we sit and we fuss and fuss and fuss and fuss and get ourselves all wound up on the internet, we can't see it at all. We're blind. We're blind. I don't want to be blind, right? I want to see. I want to see clearly. And I know I can hear it. I hear you saying it. Yeah, you just see the world with rose-colored glasses, you optimist you. Yeah, okay. You know what? I'll proudly wear that badge. Because the only realism is optimism. Always. Always has been. Yeah, we fight the good fight. Try to get rid of the nutty policies. Try to make the world a better place. But to curl up in a ball and always be that guy? Nah. Nah. If all you're doing is proclaiming how bad things are and you got no solutions, nobody's listening anyway. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetzoFinancial.net. Andrea, you are up to bat next, but I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Good morning and happy Father's Day weekend. Our number is 580-KIDO, 580-5436, or dave@petsofinancial.net. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Andrea. Andrea, thank you for calling. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me. I had a quick question. Mm-hmm. I have a CD that's coming up. It's not a big one. I had two at $35,000. Even speaking with my guy, we just don't have a clue. And I have heard of a business called Genesis I'm trying to look into. It's supposed to be the wave of the future. It's going to be bigger than Microsoft, bigger than crypto, bigger, you know. I was thinking about maybe a couple thousand in crypto coin, which I'm trying my hardest to listen to Tiki Tiwari and that Coinbase. I just don't get it, but I have that option, or I have an option just to let it sit there, you know, in a savings until we decide. My mutual fund is good. It's just in growth and income, which I might maybe dial that back even. I don't know, but CDs are not paying anything. I mean, I literally made zilch. I could have had it in my savings almost. Do you have any suggestions on that?
Yes.
And I do have some gold and silver, all in, it's in coin. You know, I would never buy it on paper, and it's too much. I'm not going to spend like that much on it. But I was just thinking, do you think it's wise to have a couple thousand in crypto or a couple thousand in this Genesis?
No.
You know?
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah. I'll tell you why. It's what you've talked about is really, I think, the type of thing that goes on in everybody's head, right? I've got this chunk of money. It doesn't matter what the chunk is. $35,000, $3 million, it doesn't matter. What do I do, right? And so you need a plan. And the reason why is because all you're really doing is saying, well, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And I heard about this.
Exactly.
And somebody says it's going to be bigger. And pretty soon you just have no idea what you don't know what cryptocurrency is, but you're thinking about investing in it. Is it real? Yeah. Is it not? Why? Is it hot?
It's hard to learn, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it is. But it's not impossible either. I mean, learning is also what you're doing right now. You're listening to the show. You're listening to normal investments, not you need to go this crypto and you need to go do this and you need to go do that. What you need is a plan. What are you trying to do with this money? And the one thing you have that makes any sense to me is you have a mutual fund.
Yes.
Okay.
I do have a good mutual fund and growth and income right now.
Yeah.
But it's pretty, you know, I mean, I got it. I could add to it, I guess, but it's up there pretty good. I'm just, I have a pension that I collect from disability from Washington. And I have three homes I rent. Well, two I rent, one I live in. So can't afford any more real estate. So I'm like, what do I do with it? Just let it sit there and collect no interest until it, you know, it's harder on older people. The young people with the interest is great, but us just trying to make a little bit of interest, it isn't happening. So.
Well, it's a choice that we make, because all along that money could have been in stocks that raise the dividends every single year. It's a choice we make. Do I want to park it in a CD because I'm afraid that the market is going to go up and down? Markets go up and down. It's like this week was a down week. So what? The prior three were up. It's just
I've
it's
always goes done well with my with my mutual funds. I've been in there for 20 years, but I do not watch it.
Correct.
I don't freak out on it. Just let it go, you know.
That's good. Andrea, thank you for the call. I've got to run here for the top of the hour, okay? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And so, anyway, but the point is all of us need a plan. We all need a plan. If we don't have a plan, we just run here and there. Yeah, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? It all takes and absorbs all of our consciousness. And it's scattered. We also have a tendency to run in fear. Right? Well, I don't know. I'm just going to put in a CD. Why would you put in a CD? Like ever. Ever. It never has made sense. CDs always run slightly more than inflation. Or in the last 10 years, they've been slightly under inflation. Why? Why would I want to do that? Ever. when I have all of it laid out in front of me in a growth and income mutual fund, growth mutual fund, whatever makes sense, that can generate income, rising income, faster than the rate of inflation all the days of my life? That's seems like a no-brainer to me. Or I can wonder if I go here, go here, what about this, what about that, what about this little company over here, it's going to be better than pancakes, I don't know. All right, we're out of here for Fox News, and then hour number two. Hope you'll join us. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. And of course, these are my opinions and my opinions only. They're not the station, a broker-dealer, or anything like that. On top of that, I may mention favorably a stock or an investment, and that's not going to be for you because I don't know what your portfolio looks like. I don't know what your objectives are because we're not here to tell you what to buy, 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 and sell, sell, sell. That's stupid. It's a complete waste of time, and it's worse than that, though, actually. It teaches you incorrect things about investing. Short term, is this going to work? Let's go ahead and gamble. Let's roll the dice. It's okay. Hey, look, I love a good craps game. Fun, fun, fun. With a measured amount of money, and I don't really think in the long run I'm going to win. Entertainment, purely. Markets are not for playing. They're for getting rich. Now, they are. That's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Everybody who invests leaves it alone, behaving well in whatever you want to call it, air quotes, right? Okay. They get rich. Cup of coffee a day, $5 a day, 40 years, $1.1 million in the S&P 500. How hard is that? What did I have to do? I had to put away $5 a day. Did I have to trade? Did I have to get in at the right time? Nope. Did I have to move it over into this thing and that thing and slide it over, get a little bit of lumber when it was going up, go ahead and sell it short going down? Did I have to trade it? Nope. Left it alone. The good, the bad, and the ugly, the S&P 500. Companies that are gone. Companies that soared. Companies that are still here, but man, are they bad investments. All included. And nowadays, you can buy the S&P 500. Are you ready for this? For free. Hard. That's so hard. But it is hard for people. It's really hard for people because we get wound up. Don't we? It's just like Andrew. Well, should I buy this? Should I own that? And so on, right? You know, it's a great question. We're all torn about all these different things. What should I do? The first thing you do is you invest. You don't trade. We invest. We invest, meaning we buy. We do it every month. We put the money away. We pay ourselves first, however you want to phrase it. You don't just like, well, if I have some left over, I'll do that. No, you don't. It's a bill you pay. It's called, I'm planning for my future. I'm going to start a business one day. I'm going to have my kids go to school. La, 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 la. I'm going to change the whole dynamic of my family. Like my buddy did. All of those things are what investing is. We get caught up in a world of trading. How do I have Apple stock since the iPhone came out that's worth 28 times? A 28 bagger. How does the largest company in the world just become even the larger company in the world? It just keeps growing. You can't. Here's his trillion. It can't grow any bigger. It's going to slow down. It just keeps growing, doesn't it? Wrong again. 28-fold. Doesn't even include the dividends they pay. And was the iPhone like, oh my gosh, look at this thing. Yeah, it was. Did I have to get Apple like when it was pretty much bankrupt and Steve Jobs first showed up? No. Did I have to buy it right after their first mega failure, right? With the, I can't remember that desktop thing they had, but anyway, it didn't work. Nope. like the first Mac or something, right? Nope. Nope, you didn't have to do that. You could wait until the iPhone came out and stare at it, look at it, play with it, think about it. Then you could maybe even own the stock. And all that time, you had all kinds of analysts. Wow, they know what's going to happen. You know, like, for example, an analyst is a guy that can, you know, counts barrels of oil in the world, knows what production is, and they're able to predict that oil is going to go down to $10 a barrel. Oh, they were wrong. No, it's going to go to $200 a barrel. Oh, they were wrong. But that's okay. They get to keep the job. You know, that, but the analysts are coming out and telling us all the time that Apple can't possibly sell more iPhones this time, can't possibly keep up with Samsung's new widget, digit, debut, whatever. Can't do it. Nobody's going to pay $1,000 for a phone. And wait till this. Cell companies quit paying for them for people. They're done. They're toast. No way. Apple's too big. They won't keep her. They just on and on and on and on. So what happens is if you are just a boring holder of Apple, you went up 28-fold. If you're a trader, you made a little money, and you sold it, and you never got back. Because it just kept going. See, if you like the action, do something different with it, but don't do it in your investments. You can have a trading account, okay? But be smart. Put the money aside and say, this is for my kids' education. This is for this. This is my future. I don't play with that. This is gone. And I don't try to figure out if it's a good time to buy in the market. I just put money away every month. And I know that history says 100% of the time, I will get rich. 100% of the time, it works. We don't have to sit around and wonder if I should buy gold now. If inflation is going to go crazy, I don't know. What about real estate? What about I should get into this stock or that? No, you don't have to do any of that. 100% of the time, over a reasonably long period of time, you get rich. 100% of the time. Well, I don't know. No, I do know. Why would I do anything else? You want to play? You want to gamble? Fine. You do it in a little play account that has nothing to do with, and you can't ever touch this other money, the serious money, the real money, except for what your real goals are. I want to start my own business. I want to change the dynamic of my family. I want to be generous to my church and my community. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Because, you see, not everybody is like me. I found something that is like my mission, right? I love doing this. I don't have to do this to pay bills. I love doing it. And when you do that, you just kind of keep going. But what I'm saying is, whether you're not so passionate about your work, you just are making a paycheck to take care of your family, and you work hard, and that's cool, and it's okay. It's not that you hate your job, but it's not your life's work. You still can get rich by putting a few bucks away every single month, and it's worked 100% of the time. It's not hard. People make it hard. We make it hard. We don't need to. Don't need to. You know, I learned something yesterday from I'm shifting gears completely, okay? Okay, it's just done. All right, I'm done. Done with that. But I wanted to talk about this for a second, because it really, really struck me yesterday, right? I told you, I've been thinking about stuff this week. It's just really thinking about stuff. And maybe it's a Father's Day thing. Maybe I'm turning 60. Maybe I'm just having whiskey and cigars with my golf buddies. Whatever it is, I'm thinking about this stuff a lot. And I'm thinking about negativity, and I'm thinking about the next half of my life. Next half, yeah, that's a little optimistic, but the next phase of my life. And I'm thinking about this and wondering what, like my buddy calls the second half of life, right? You've built this thing. What am I going to do now? You know, you're not running scared anymore. Fear of failure is not what you're afraid of anymore. You know, all those things that kind of drive you the first piece and part and all. And it was really an interesting thing to think about all of the men in my life as I head into Father's Day. Not just my dad. But my buddy set this off when he said the difference it really made for him, the difference it really made for him in his life, because I asked him, I said, how? Your dad's gone. You got no history in your family of success. How? I had good men in my life. And it's one of those things where we think about that. And I guess I kind of alluded to it in the first segment today. Is this, you know, you become mentors as we get older. And are we being old and curmudgeonish, or are we being thoughtful? Are we being helpful, optimistic? Are we quietly cursing the younger generation? As my son-in-law said last night, it's like, you know, every older generation hates the younger generation. Are we doing that? What kind of people are we becoming? And it's important, and I alluded to it in the first segment, for us to be thinking like that, to be thinking about that and not letting all of our thoughts be negative, that this generation doesn't work hard, you know what I'm saying? Because what it does to us as investors, as people, as humans. But you didn't tune in for my philosophical angle of life. But it affects our investing. If we see the world negatively, we can't really believe what I just said 100% of the time. 100% of the time. Is that what you tell people? Just put a little bit of money away. Is that what you tell the younger men in your life? Is that what you tell the young ladies in your life? That 100% of the time this works? Or do we tell them, I don't know, I think you ought to buy this and do this and do this? Or do you instill in them a faith of in the future? Or a fear of the future? Which is it? What are we doing? What are we sowing into this generation? What do we do? How are we doing it? And so as we think about this, and I hear it every single day, jibber jabbers about the market and what investments and what areas of the market. You know how I feel about CNBC. It's just constant, monotonous garbage. Nobody's ever held accountable for being stupid. Nobody's ever held accountable for being wrong. They just blabber all day long. And yet people sit in and trade. If you want to trade, trade. I'm not opposed to that. You go ahead. Just don't tell me you're investing. And for most people, they're not any good at it. So please measure your results. Measure them. Know what you're doing. And know you're taking time from other things. It's okay to do. But let's quietly put away money every single month. And 100% of the time, get rich. And then we don't have to jabber about, well, should I be in this investment that never goes down, and it goes up and participates when the market goes up, and we all know it's BS, but we're afraid, and we need something that has a guarantee written all over it. And we fall for this stuff. Why? Because we're caught in this negative thing. Instead of just recognizing it, 100% of the time, this works. Huh. Really? Yeah, really. It's 100% of the time. It works. It's weird. But we chase and chase and chase and chase because we get caught up in negative instead of staying with the reality in front of our face. This is the most abundant time ever. The most abundant time ever. The greatest opportunities in all of history right in front of us. Greatest opportunities for freedom, travel, everything. Start a business. Everything. Right in front of us. Or do we see what we're looking for, which is all the bad stuff? Is that what you see? Because you're going to... I promise you will see what you look for. I promise. Guarantee. Turn around and look at your spouse right now. If you see the most wonderful woman in the world, that is exactly who you're going to see. If that's what you expect to see. If you expect to see a cranky person, I'll bet you do. It's true of all things. If you expect the market to collapse, you will only be reading things that try to prove that point. You will see all the negativity. 100% of the time, it works. Play all the games you want. But how about we just set aside a few $100 a month and quit worrying about whether the market's high, low. What about tech stocks? Are we in a bubble? What about Bitcoin? I don't know anything about Bitcoin. I have no idea why it's there. I have no idea why EFTs are there. It doesn't make any sense to me. Do I have to chase after it? No. I'll just own Apple and Google and Amazon and go home. Because it's worked 100% of the time. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I'm looking forward to taking a few calls, so please do give us a call. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you again for joining us. 580-5436, 580-KIDO is our number. If you have a question, comment, otherwise. And if you prefer email, it's dave@petsofinancial.net. Terry, you're up to bat.
Oh, good morning, David. Question for you. Last month, Exxon, I think, went through a big proxy fight. I just heard about it. I don't know what happened, what the story was. Can you tell us what was going on there or some of the background?
Yeah, it was some of it. Obviously, there's a lot more. It was a lot more drama than reality. But some new board members are on the board of Exxon. They were successful in electing some people that are more carbon removal focused, right, than producing energy as we have it now. And that's what they were running on, was a greener energy. But there's three voices on the board that were not there before because of the proxy fight.
They tried to get four people on and they managed to get three out of the four. Is that correct?
I think that sounds correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we'll see, because I do own some Exxon stock, love the dividend, and hope it continues, but we'll see.
No, it has a very good dividend. I'm surprised they didn't cut the dividend last year. But they didn't, and it looks like with energy prices up again, they'll be able to pay off some of the debt they had to take on in order to keep that dividend up. But at any rate, it is a very, very high income stock. There's no question about that.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy your program, David.
Hey, Terry, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I own a little bit of Exxon, so I, like you, would like to continue to enjoy those dividends. So
yeah. Okay.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You
bye-bye. Bye-bye. And our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Bill, in Sunny Slope, one of the most pretty places on the planet. Thanks for calling.
It is. I'd have to agree with you, Dave. I'm actually walking in the cherry orchards right now, and it looks like a good cherry crop this year. Really good.
Oh, good. Good. Aren't they about? I mean, they got to be about ready, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. In fact, they've picked some of the south-facing slopes. The north-facing cherry orchards, they're not quite ripe yet, but the south-facing ones, they've already picked those.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. I remember picking cherries in June, so yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They look like a good crop. Hey, that's had a comment on one of your last segments as far as you get to a point and one of the most satisfactions that a person can get is having identify a cause, if you will, and it brought up a good point where we're financing three of my wife's nieces in medical school, and they are so focused. It's not in this country, it's in the Philippines.
Mm.
But they are one's through nursing, and she just got accepted into a medical school, and you know, that's going to pay off big dividends in the future.
It will. And for people that you just never know how it comes out, right? I always think of life as this giant invisible web. You touch somebody, they touch somebody, and you just don't really even realize until maybe the afterlife that you of the impact that every person has. It's astounding web, if you will. So you will be getting dividends from this long after you're gone, because they will go on to save lives, impact lives, and do amazing things and touch people that you don't even know.
Yeah, exactly. I can't, when my wife and I talk about it, it's something that it's an investment that we talk about more than, like you just mentioned, Exxon stock or Johnson & Johnson or whatever it is. That's an investment that we talk about and we're intimately involved in. And so it's just reinforcing your comments on finding something, whether it's church or other than residential housing or rentals or something, mm-hmm. find something that you will see dividends.
That's well said.
Good.
Good, sir. Thank you for your call. I appreciate you very much. Enjoy your stroll through the orchards. It sounds like
I do every day.
Just picture it beautifully. So have a great day, Bill. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our number is 580-5436-580-KIDO. And we're going to take a quick break. Pat, you're up to bat next. It's on Money Matters. And by the way, if you want to call, or I'm sorry, want to send an email, it's dave@petsofinancial.net. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. 580-5436-580-KIDO. Let's go to the phones. Pat, thank you for calling. Are you really in Kimberly? That's a far, far...
No, I'm actually pulled off the side of the road. I'm on my cell phone. I'm on my way to Cambridge, Idaho to do a rodeo Bible camp.
Wow, but, a rodeo Bible camp. That's interesting.
This 42nd year we've been doing it up in Cambridge, and so it's a fun thing to do.
That's great. Well, good for you. God bless you for doing that too.
Yeah, I have a question. I involved in several ministries. But anyway, I saw on TV, there's one ministry that wants $15,000 to drill a water well, the other one, $4,500, and I think they're both reliable ministries. And I had a good friend in Uganda. He recently died, but he told me that everywhere that they had drilled a water well in Uganda, that a church sprang up. But it also eliminated anywhere from 50 to 80% of the health problems there because they had clean water. The question is, I have some money in a CD, and I'm not rich, but I've just kind of felt led to drill a water well for somebody. And I also have some money in a church annuity. Think pays a little bit more interest. I don't know. I just leave it set in there. I was wondering, should I just take that money out of that CD? It's paying about 2.75% interest and drill a water well with it, or take the money out of the church annuity?
I don't have an answer for you. I think that I think that's a beautiful story. So I don't have a good answer. The annuity, if it's earning a little bit more, then leave it there. I would take the one that's in the CD, because when that CD comes due, it's not going to even get you too soon.
It's already due. Yeah, I mean it's past due. I've just let it sit there.
Yeah. No, I think that's I would take it out of that, unless there's some reason the annuity, it's time to the church annuity, it's time to get it out. I would have to know more about it to say why would you not take it out of that, right? Take it out of the lower yielding one.
I was just wondering, because I really don't make enough to pay taxes on it, and somebody told me, who doesn't know that much about money, it says, well, if you take it out, then you got to pay the tax on the annuity and all that, but the CD's already had tax paid on it. I really don't. I just want somebody to get some water.
Yeah, I understand, and that's. But it's also wise to take it out of the best area. And,
yeah.
You're right. Now, I am going to tell you that I think you need to find out from somebody that does know and knows your tax situation a little bit. Because you don't want to just have it deferring, the taxes deferring in the annuity for all the rest of your life. And then it could build up into a tax problem. You maybe should be taking a little bit out of it every year, even if you're just moving it over to something else, right? So you don't want to have that build up in the annuity and then create a tax problem for whoever inherits it.
Yeah. Okay. There's not that much. I only get like $900 a year off that. Deal there, and I get compensation from the Veterans Administration for combat wounds, and you know, so basically, as long as the government holds out, I guess I'm going to be okay.
That sounds good. Let's hope they hold out for you then, Pat. Yeah, just make sure you take that money out every year and don't keep compounding a problem there. Okay.
You know, okay, well, I sure do thank you, and I definitely enjoy your program.
Well, Pat, thank you, and have a great rodeo.
Okay.
Thanks for doing it. Okay, take care.
Right, bye.
Bye. And our number is 580-543-6580-KIDO. Going to go build or drill a well. That's a cool thing. God bless him. Terry, thanks for calling. Go ahead, please.
Well, good morning, Professor. How you doing?
I'm doing. I'm way better than I deserve to be. I am just killing it today. I am.
Well, we call that blessed, happy. I think, sometimes.
I had my beautiful wife give me a kiss this morning. I just, man, I got off to a roaring start.
It takes so little to make some people happy sometimes, you know.
Yeah, getting a kiss from her is not a little thing, I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. A serious kiss, then.
Oh, yeah. It was a serious kiss, as a matter of fact.
Anyway, earlier you talked about unhappy people, and one of the songs I have on my Sunday morning playlist is a song by Johnny Cash called Unchained.
Mm.
And one of the lines in it is, "It's hard to see the rainbow through glasses dark as these."
Hmm. Wow.
And if you look at it, you say, wow, you know, why be unhappy? Why not be on the positive side of life?
You know, what a powerful, I got to listen to that song again. That's great. I mean, I've obviously heard it, but that.
Well, it's one of the more obscure songs. It came about after he'd found his faith.
Yes. Yeah. No, I have heard it, but that's good. Wow. Hard to see the rainbow through glasses dark as this. That's, wow. Wow. Powerful. I wish I could write like that, don't you?
Well, no, we don't write like that. We live like that.
There you go. I like that.
We just sort of go along and say, take all the stuff that other people hand to us that we think are good ideas and just apply it and pass it on to the young folk.
That's good. It's good.
And one other good thing you said earlier that I learned as an early lesson with one of my first promotions was pay yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the idea was you took half of the pay raise and bought beer for your bosses and whatnot, and the other half you put into savings.
I like it. It's true, though. I'll tell you, I was a principal that when I was so poor, I just wasn't making any money. I heard that, and I thought, I'm going to have to live that if I'm going to tell people to live that. And so I did. And it really changed something happened magic, and I can only tell you that I somehow survived, and then I thrived, and I never should have. I never should have been able to keep saving. It's just, it was magic, and it really does work. So I hope you keep passing that on to people to pay yourself first. There's a magic that happens financially for people by doing that. Simple thing.
There's also another book out there. This Jack Spirko guy brought it up. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No, it's absolutely. Yeah.
And I buy copies of that for people that are asking me money questions.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's great.
And a big principle of that, part of that, too, is this part of my earnings are mine. I deserve this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. I like it, Terry.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day, sir.
I most certainly will. And you have a perfect weekend yourself, okay?
All right.
Thank you. For your call.
Have a happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Hey, a little bit of wisdom from a 9-year-old. 9 years old. It was the story is a beautiful one. It is also, unfortunately, ends in a real world example. But I heard the story. So of course, we've all heard about why you don't feed a bear, right? If you feed bears, they don't know how to feed themselves. And so they go back out in the wild and they die. They starve. They can't do it. So the principle really is the same, isn't it? As you ask the 9-year-old, so what happens if you feed people and they don't work for it? They don't grow. They don't grow. Smart kid. Smart kid. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and we will be right back for our final segment. Hope you'll give us a call. Wow, I can't believe we're rolling into our final segment today. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We do have time for your call, and got an email here from Ken. My wife and I both turn 72 in 2022. Any tips on how I should time my withdrawals, required minimum distributions, to smooth out volatility in the market? I'm trying to decide between quarterly or monthly withdrawals. Thanks. Thank you, Ken. Okay, this is it's a bigger question than monthly or quarterly, how to smooth it out. You should be having, as you turn this into income, if it hasn't provided any income at this point, you should turn it into a regular income stream. And what I mean by that is, to the best of the ability of the portfolio, gear it to be producing income, and you don't have to worry about the volatility of the market. Goes down, that's okay, the money's being generated. Certainly in the early years, the required minimum distribution is very low. It's less than 4%. You can just go ahead and take that out. The second part is, if you are going to be spending it, that's a little different. Okay, but if you're actually just taking it out, maybe moving it to another investment, it doesn't really matter. You can even move investments in kind. Just you have to pay taxes and get them out. So there's what you want to do is really sit down and figure out, is this the main income source? Also, though, you should now let me just set that aside as you're building an income portfolio. But it doesn't matter if it's in an IRA. It doesn't matter if it's non-qualified money. You have to be building it so that it is generating regular income. Second of all, you will, in a low or zero interest rate environment, if you want to take out 4% or even more, you are going to have to be selling off assets. You just can't generate it now that much in the markets, okay? You can buy dividend-paying stocks. Some of them do generate 4%, but they're not growing that dividend. And that dividend might be in danger. That's what the market's telling you. But you do have a lot of companies out there that raise their dividends every year, and they're paying 2% plus. So you're getting partway there. But you will have to harvest some gains to get that income up. So you have to be that plays back to the volatility of the markets. If that's your sole income piece, then the way I prefer to do it is just, if the market is up the beginning of the year, get your RMD out. Go ahead and park it and move it. You should be planning ahead the next year as you go and getting that money as you would. Let the money build up, through the dividends throughout the year. And then if the market's still up, get your RMD out at the beginning of the next year. But you don't have to necessarily, if you want monthly or quarterly income, just set it aside and have it come out. So you don't have to play any volatility in the market. You can use the volatility of the market to your benefit. Okay. Now, let me shift gears a little bit on that. If you are not needing that piece for income, maybe you've got pensions, you've got other things coming in, and you're just now required to take it out. If you have any charitable interest at all, give it away, because then you don't have to pay taxes on it. It goes directly out of your IRA to charities. And I got to tell you, I'm stunned how few accountants recommend this to their clients. But once you are age 72 and you are at required minimum distribution age, up to $100,000 a year, you can pull money out of your IRA and give it to a charity, tax-free. So if you're not using it, give it away. And you don't pay any taxes. Not bad. It's not that you necessarily have to give it away, but you have to take it out. So if you're doing charitable things, stop writing checks. Direct it out of your IRA. So let's just pretend every year or every month you give $1,000 to your church. Just make it up, $12,000 a year. So on January 1st every year, or December, I don't care, anytime during the year, on your birthday, have your IRA distribute $12,000 to your church instead of writing a check that probably is not even deductible for you. All right? That's your tax tip of the day, of the year. It's so good. It's so amazing, a tax tip. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick. Ted, thanks for calling. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello, Ted.
Okay, hello. Thanks. Didn't know if I was me or not. Thank you for taking my call.
My question
for you is when I are evaluating different funds, mutual funds, on Morningstar, I think it is.
Yep.
They give this on a performance screen. It says the growth of $1,000, over 10 years, okay? And some of them, like one of my guys, like $50,000. Another one I got is $20,000. Is that a good comparison on the history of the growth of the fund, or what's your take on it?
That's a great question. First of all, it depends what they're doing, right? But if one it was at five, went up five times, right? It has to be a tech fund, okay? So it's a hyper growth fund, and you might be comparing it to a dividend paying fund, right? Something that's buying. That's a bad comparison. You should own both, right? You don't want to just have tech stocks. They can blow up once in a while, but.
Right.
Do I think the future is great for tech? Yeah, of course. But if you're trying to generate income, they don't pay as much income, right? So they're in there for different reasons. So you have to be fair in the comparison. Compared to other dividend-paying stocks that I need, if I want, or I want 10% of my money or 15 there, right? Whatever the allocation is, I need to compare in my own neighborhood, not against what the one best thing is, because that's what people did in 1999. Before they blew up 80% of their money. Because what they did was, everybody was so smart, you couldn't ever lose in the market, and everybody was trading. You remember that? I mean, it was just a crazy, insane time. And everybody was going, now that I can manage my 401k, watch me manage here. You see this fund over here? Up 50% last year. And I'm not joking. And this one over here, run by really stupid people, was only up 10. I'm moving all my money from the stupid people to the really smart people. And all they really did was move from value to growth, hyper growth. They weren't smart people. They were dumb as a rock, because these people were all buying the same thing. You remember the Janus funds all blew up? They all lost 80%. Even the Janus balance, theoretically owning bonds, was down 60%. Seriously, horrible performance, horrible stuff. And you lose 80% of your money, you now have to go up, are you ready? Fivefold to get back to even.
Yeah.
Math is terrible on the downside. So be careful when you're running the comparison, and know when, before you're moving it the right way for the right reasons.
Okay, so I guess what I don't kind of understand is I got one fund that when you look at it today, it says that over 10 years it's made $50,000. And the other one has made $20,000, which, you know. So does that mean that I lost $30,000 by not being in that other fund?
No, it means you didn't get the best performance in the one. But again, I can tell you that's a growth fund versus a non-growth fund. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be in the growth fund. I'm saying make sure you're making a fair comparison. You didn't lose it. You just didn't get it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Get as much as you had, right?
Rather finish first, I finish third.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. You still won, but you didn't win as much.
And the two funds I'm talking about, one's a growth fund and the other's a balanced fund,
So it's not a fair comparison, but you have to decide going forward, do you want growth or balance? Ted, I'm sorry I'm out of time today.
Okay.
Have a great day. Right. Please call back. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for your call. Bye-bye. And I am out of time. Happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there. Have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.